connect with the Matt and Ramona Showcast via Facebook and Twitter. Find out more at 1079thelink.com.
You're listening to Off Air with Matt and Ramona.
Thanks for being here with us. We love it. We appreciate it. And we hope you'll reach out to us on the Matt and Ramona Facebook page. If you'd like to chat about anything you hear here or suggest things, we can take on me. I don't know why I'm singing aha.
I don't know either.
We didn't sing on the Free Britney Friday that we had. We did dance.
And you lip-synced.
And we lip-synced. But maybe
and
I should have
And the comments.
Sang.
Just go to the Mix 107.9 Facebook page. The comments. Someone said, you two look like two working girls who had fallen on hard times, dressed as Britney Spears doing Hit Me Baby One More Time. And frankly, that someone was me.
Eric, he had some moves.
He didn't have some moves. Eric had original Britney Spears choreography for that song. I was very impressed.
Thank you. But I imagined me in that hallway. I imagined those lockers, those kids coming out when the bell rang, and I was Britney Jean Spears.
Well, I will tell you that he didn't lock the bathroom door.
Like me in a skirt.
It was very disturbing at first. Did
he have on the wig yet?
He had on everything, but he was looking in the mirror doing his hair, his wig hair.
I had to get it right. I'm not coming out there looking a mess.
I have no problem with a bearded man in Britney Spears clothes, but it was just a little bit like, more like, just like, whoa, wait, what?
The black mini skirt, the shirt tied up. I mean, he came out ready to slay.
And you're trying to tell us that
this... And then there was Matt Harris, who came out of the bathroom just...
a mess.
And so Eric then is in a very tender moment, is tying his shirt up for him. It was just like... the most tender moment I have ever experienced between the two of you on this show.
Well, I felt tender to me.
And moments before that, the day before, I had this idea to hop on a TikTok trend. It's this thing called the Smeeze Challenge, S-M-E-E-Z-E Challenge. And it's just this little dance, just go to the right, go to the left, three steps here, three steps there. I thought, this would be a great way to have fun on TikTok, hop on a trend, and promote the fact that we were doing this Free Britney Friday show, where we were playing Britney Spears music, hyping her up, you know, because when Britney Spears music gets played on the radio, Britney gets paid, and it looks like Britney's finally going to have control of her money, so let's keep the Britney train rolling now more than ever.
So we have
this big party, and we clear it with our boss, and I have this idea for a video to promote it, and I figured we don't even need to practice because this TikTok trend is so easy.
Well... what did I tell you, though? I purposely
picked a trend that I thought was easy enough for Matt. I had no idea that it also needed to be easy enough for Max, who we call Squatch.
Because he's Sasquatch with his big
feet. And it has forced me to confront some stereotypes that I, as an African-American woman, have.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I assumed, even though I have a mom who is African-American like me who cannot dance well.
No.
She's not a great dancer at all.
Not her thing.
But I assume that because Max is black and he's also an athlete.
Young. 22.
Fit.
So some hit. Yeah.
I assume that he could dance and he could also follow physical instructions.
Mm-hmm.
Because, he's an athlete. Isn't that what athletes do?
Fast feet.
He played
all that.
A team sport, so he had to be able to follow physical instructions.
Yeah.
But he absolutely has no rhythm and cannot follow physical instructions.
Would you like to defend yourself, Squatch, or have you been told that, or are we just busting your bubble right now?
I was both, but I was born with that. Like, I can't control that.
Like you didn't think that you, until this moment, you knew you've known that you're not the greatest dancer.
Yes.
And when did you find this out?
When I was like 12.
What do you mean? Someone said it to you?
I have a feeling we're about to get into some therapy.
I know, because
y'all.
He was very clear about when.
It was the age of 12.
Yes, it was.
The day was July 29th.
Marvin and Wiener Schnitzel were over at my house.
I'd been invited to the Marvin Middle School dance.
Yeah. And what happened? So you just knew.
Yeah, I was dancing with my mom, and then she was like,
Oh, no.
I have no rhythm, just like your mom. I was like, thank you.
Who
mom.
Said that?
My mom said I have no rhythm, just like her.
Oh,
when you were 12.
Your mom
Like when your dad, my dad told me I couldn't sing. It's the
that's
same.
That's the mom who's not handing out participation trophies.
No.
Woo.
So your mom can't dance?
No. She may do like a little two-step and snap her fingers or something like that. But she
does she have rhythm?
Apparently not. No.
No rhythm.
No, well, you can't. That's why I told you. That's why
I mean, well,
I think you're making another assumption, Ramona.
No, but I mean, there's a difference between not being a good dancer and not having rhythm.
No, there's not much of a difference.
There is a difference.
There's a big difference.
There are people who have rhythm who aren't great dancers.
What?
But there aren't great dancers who don't have rhythm.
I did not know. I mean, I assumed it was a package deal.
No.
Rhythm and dancing.
You know, here's a little story, and you know what? This might take some heat off of Max.
Thank you,
Ed. You're welcome.
We don't know yet what's going on.
We don't, right. So.
Well, thank you for trying anyway.
You're welcome. I've been a dancer my whole life, but I've been a dancer since I was like 11, 12, watching.
Right around the time Max found out that he would never dance.
You already tried dancing with his mom.
Now remember, Max, I'm 10 years
older
than
Max. He's the
black
Billy Elliot.
Wow.
But only no dancing.
I'm trying, Max. Okay. I'm trying.
I'm sorry.
But,
I'm pulling back.
I could not rock in church. Like, I can't rock and clap at the same time, but I can bust out a choreography.
So you can't
by Chris
join
Brown.
The black choir.
Wait. I said used to.
Okay.
Yeah. Used to. But it's funny how I learned how to dance, like, before I had a rhythm. Like, you have to have rhythm to dance, but then there were certain parts where it's just rhythm that doesn't really require choreography. That I couldn't get down pat. I was only advanced. I wasn't basic.
And you got a double dose of stereotype. Black gay man, you damn well better dance.
honestly,
way outside the mean.
Yeah, if you can't dance.
You can't dance.
I'm just throwing in my stereotype card. Like, stereotypes just shouldn't exist. They shouldn't exist. There's no reason for them.
Yeah, there's no reason. But you learned how to, you think.
I definitely learned how to. But it was the biggest mystery to me, too.
Like, how you couldn't do it?
Right.
You know why? You weren't fully out yet. And you just like, I'm kind of, part of me's kind of hetero, so I can't really get the rhythm.
Wow.
And then when you blasted through the door, you got it all down.
You did not just put that on me just then. Damn.
Yeah, I did. It's true, isn't it?
He's saying when you came into your full self.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I came out of the closet at 22.
Oh. Yeah, but you were closer to the closet door at like age 20.
Oh, bless it.
You weren't way. Like,
I wasn't way in the back.
No, this was not a walk-in.
Not with the boss and stuff. I was already at the door. I was kind of twerking the knob.
This podcast brought to you by Closets by Design.
Yes, exactly.
What in the world? Crap.
Yeah. So I have this question for you, good dancer. Well, I'm guessing, Ramona, it doesn't matter to you if the guy you would date would be a good dancer.
I haven't dated a good dancer since
Never?
High school.
Really?
Yeah. The last guy I dated who was a good dancer, that was high school.
Now, Eric, would you date a guy if he couldn't dance?
I did date a guy couldn't dance.
Now, would you want a guy that dated and danced better than you?
I mean, yeah.
Or are you going to be like, come on, buddy?
I am not that type. All whoever right. you are is whoever you are. If I like you, I like you.
Now, did you ever date anybody who was a really good dancer?
No, I've only dated one person in my life, to be honest.
Put it this way. Did you
Matt,
dance with
them? There's no reason to keep asking these questions. You know why? Because you already know my type.
Oh, yeah, that's true. They don't dance.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't even know why.
I was wondering when we were getting there.
Like, I was like, he dances, right?
I thought maybe there's, you know, you found the rare... Like maybe
the rare older white man that can dance.
Well, I thought maybe. Yeah.
No, that's not rare. It's not existing.
We've been talking about stereotypes. Yes. Since you are going for white gay males,
there's a chance.
There is a much greater chance, a much, much, much greater chance that you have a good dancer.
Right. Because maybe the gay overtakes his strength.
We're talking stereotypes here.
But once again,
I'm ready to throw in my stereotypes.
I mean, I know some white gay men that can dance, but not my type.
I'm not going after them,
I guess.
I gotcha. They just watch you dance.
Hello?
For your money, a dancer. No,
I wish.
Stop, please.
That's the only song I could think of.
I'd make more doing that than being your executive producer.
That's probably true.
A good dancer?
What's that?
Do you consider yourself a dancer?
He better not.
No. A bad dancer?
Yes.
Entertaining at times.
Yes.
I mean, when you break it down and right. and do your sprinkler, you commit.
I mean, I'm like,
whoa, is he a real sprinkler or not? he's really watering that lawn.
I do. I have trouble with the, you know, this whole take your marching orders and do these kind of dances.
Well, you've done a couple of pretty successful TikTok videos.
Yeah, I know. And that...
That one, y'all. Oh, you don't even understand. Can really dance.
You don't have any idea how long some of those took.
That one were you and Amy, and I'll repost it on the Matt Ramona Facebook page. But the one you and Amy did where you danced together,
that
really
one
dance.
Didn't take long because we didn't have to do. I mean, it took longer than most people would have taken. Probably that was probably 30 minutes or something for that 10 seconds.
And then you
video.
Did one with Amy and her friend too.
Now that one was a lot longer. That was the Elton John one.
It's like 30 seconds of choreography. And yeah, most of it you do multiple times.
Well, there's also one of the ones. Plus, I practiced a lot and never posted them because I could not pull it off. Because it usually ends up in a fight because my wife or my daughter will be like, well, you just need to do this. I'm like, what do you mean I just do that? And then they say I'm going to snap at them. And then they leave the room in a huff.
Because you make it not fun?
And I start crying.
Now, usually I'm never on Matt's side, but... You've been married to the man for y'all been married how long?
16
I've known her,
years. We sort of dated like since 97 or something.
So. Okay, so
97,
right? And in that many years, she doesn't know he can't dance. What are we getting frustrated about?
But he's the one asking her
to help
to be in a TikTok video for his job. To help him. So if someone's doing something when they could be sitting on the couch. Relaxing, someone's doing something to support you and your job, and then you're going to get all snappy because they're trying to help you do it right.
Yeah. Because I'll do it, and then I'll be like, I think
you've seen him. Yeah, you've seen him try to dance.
Yeah. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of pressure on people to try to teach me.
I guess so, because it was no pressure on me.
I hope you enjoyed, everybody, and check out all the videos of dancing on the Matt Ramona Facebook page. Everybody,
you cannot unsee it, my friends.
You can't unsee it. And we will talk again soon on the Matt Ramona Show, 6 to 10 on New Mix 107.9. Talk soon.